Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. We're so glad you guys are back, and you may be thinking to yourself, man, that's a new voice. If you didn't listen to our episode last week, we kind of talked about it. We're having a new format. I'm glad to welcome Carly and Caleb back this week as we do another episode of the Teen Life Podcast. And I am very pumped for this episode. I was really pumped last week for Taylor Swift, and this week I'm bringing a couple other things that I think are really awesome as well. So today we're going to talk about girl math and girl dinner, which if you have not heard those terms yet, get ready because it is a blast. We're going to go back to Caleb's corner this week, and then also Tobin's trend as well. But I really, because I've literally been chomping at the bit for this. And if we have the song from that one New Zealand radio show, I want it to come right now here. So Carly, editing future, I want it to come right here. Like girl math, girl math, girl math, and just them dancing around and stuff.
You should just see it.
I mean, I kind of just did. That's basically all it is. It's just girl math, and they just kind of dance as they get ready. I love this trend. So if you have, Carly, I'm just going to kick it to you. You can explain it because I just have so many awesome things about this. So Carly, explain to the listeners what girl math is.
Okay, so girl math is, it's a TikTok trend, but what Tobin is talking about is a radio show where they talk about it too. But the idea of girl math, I will post the TikTok video, I think, that Tobin found that does a great job of explaining it. But it's basically the idea of like what girls do in their head to justify purchases. For example, I use this week. If I go to Starbucks and I preloaded a Starbucks card, it's free. I didn't spend money on that. If I return a pair of shoes, I just made $50. That is some examples of girl math, basically what girls do to justify. Or another example is like maybe if I go and there's a 50% off sale, if I do not buy that item at 50% off, I'm losing money. Mm-hmm. Girl math.
It's true. I think my favorite is also like I went to this concert last week and I bought these tickets 6 months ago. So anything, not only is that concert free because that's on, you know, forever ago paychecks, but also anything I buy at the concert does not count as in the cost as well. So like if I want to get a nice shirt or like some merch or something, like it's
okay. Yeah, it's built in.
Yeah, I've been talking to her about this topic as we researched it, and she was like, this is not good. You are the girl math of the family. I'm like, you're very right. I very much am. So yeah, girl math. Yes. The other big one for me, Carly and Caleb, and I don't know if you guys, is if I have money in my Venmo account that I haven't transferred to my bank account, that's basically free. So if I have $100 and I want to go spend $100 on shoes, I'm going to spend $100 on shoes, and that's just, it doesn't count.
So. Yeah, 'cause you transferred your Venmo balance.
Yeah.
Then for me, what I see it the most are like two things. Number one, if I've had like cash in my wallet for like I don't really use cash much. So like I was at one of my high schoolers' football games, go to the concession stand, get some brisket nachos. I throw down like the $7 whatever, but I used cash. That was free nachos. It's not coming out of the bank account. The other thing is if we're at a restaurant and Haley, my wife, buys the meal. That's free. We share a bank account, but that is a free meal because I did not use my card. So like,
yes, I will take the surf and turf today.
Right. Oh, Haley's buying? Yeah, let me up my what I was gonna order.
Well, that's what I'll say when it comes to teenagers, to be aware of this. I think it's a very real thing. And they call it girl math, but guys do it too, as you've heard Tobin and Caleb explain. But like if you have a teenager who's using cash, they're probably not thinking about how much they're spending.
You're right.
If they're using your money, they might not be thinking about how much they're spending because in their brain, girl math brain, it's free.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why Dave Ramsey never worked for me. The envelope system, not great. Not great. So
but it's hilarious.
It's totally something to like talk to your teens about, and you'll probably be surprised when you really get down to it how much they will justify like why they spent that money, and they can probably honestly really back it up with girl math.
Okay, I have a girl math question, and I'm going to take it to y'all, the judges. So I'm really bad about when I go grocery shopping, if I see like this is an exact example from the other day that made my wife like really question my choices. I was at the Kroger's, as people say, and they had like the butter sticks, like the unsalted butter, and they had this digital deal. Like we needed butter, but they had this digital deal, which makes you annoying to go on the app, get the coupon, all that stuff. but it was like basically five for the price of one. Or no, sorry, it was five for the price of two, essentially, like one of the, whatever okay. the math came down to it. Mm. And I bought all five because I'm like, that's a great deal.
That, yeah. Like,
we don't need five things of butter, but I definitely loaded my fridge up with them. I think I actually did 10 because I was like, you could use it twice.
Freeze it. So, you can freeze butter, Tobin. I mean, tell Jody we can freeze it. It's fine.
Yeah. Here's the thing. After you go through the first two, that's eight sticks of, first four, that's six things of free butter, right?
I mean, you would have been losing money.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's good girl math, but I don't know.
My verdict is, yeah, I mean, you got six packs of butter free. Yeah. And so basically you earned money because you bought four, but you got more free.
You got like 10 bucks and, to go spend somewhere else, Tobin, because you just made your family money.
You're right. I'm going to go treat myself. You're right. Yeah. The other thing, too, is if for all you people listening, they're like, that doesn't make any sense. And Tobin, what about the expiration dates? I looked at them. I have to like January to go through all that butter. So we're good. I'm going to make some Ted Lasso biscuits probably with a couple of them. So, yeah.
Now, girl dinner is the other one that you hear about. And this one isn't quite as popular as girl math, but the idea of girl dinner, I got that. I got there, is piecing together a random dinner. And I do feel like I do this. So like if Josh isn't home, my dinner might be some chips and salsa and an egg that I have in the fridge and maybe a cookie. And like, that's my dinner, and it's girl dinner. So girls will talk through like here or some bowl where you just threw a random stuff into a bowl with some rice and call it girl dinner. But I will say when it comes to this trend, there's also been a trend on TikTok for girls to post like girl dinner. And it's like a cube of cheese or like a handful of popcorn. And they're saying girl dinner. And it's almost like, which we'll talk about this towards the end, but it's almost this idea of like, don't eat anything, and that's a girl dinner. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the original intent of girl dinner, but if you see that, that is something to be aware of as well.
To me, that just sounds like poor college kid dinner. Sure. That's like ramen. I remember that. Yeah, you're just like, here's the things I can piece together and keep myself full, which I say that jokingly, but also not jokingly. Like, yeah, but like Carly said, like, that's if you're a parent of some teenage girls, maybe keep an eye on that. Like, because like, that's a trend that they probably think is cool, but what it ends up being is just not great. So yeah,
yeah, you still need to eat. Okay. Yeah,
nourish yourself.
Mm-hmm. I made poor college Caleb had Swiss rolls more times than I can count for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And like that's not this is my lowest points. Did not have the energy to do what I needed to do on the Swiss rolls.
Well, speaking of poor food choices. Mm-hmm. Let's go to your corner this week. What do you got for us? Because I see that it's a poor, I would consider a poor food choice.
Yeah, this one is interesting to me. And it's a trend that like, so it's the spicy chip challenge. And it's this company, Pocky. It's like the one chip challenge. And like, I think they do like a one chip, like almost every year where they almost update the recipe trying to make it spicier. But it's just like this one chip that they just load with like Carolina Reaper and then like the two hottest peppers. So it's Carolina Reaper and I forget the other one. It's like Cobra something.
Oh,
it's I had never heard of it. But
I feel like there's new peppers every year. Like, oh, I didn't know that existed. So
yeah, some pepper scientists are out there. Like, can I make the most stomach wrenching pepper possible?
Yeah, and what heavy metal band can my pepper be named after? So
so basically the challenge is you just eat the chip, but it is like so spicy it doesn't even taste good. From like what I've heard, I can barely handle a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, so I've stayed far away from this challenge. But it comes in like a coffin-shaped box and there's like a warning label on it. But they also, like, even on the label and the company as a whole, like, encourages you, like, hey, this is a challenge, trying to make it a trend. And it has become one where it's like, post yourself eating this chip and post the reaction. And it's funny. And kind of where I've seen it is, like, streamers will do it as, like, a punishment. TikTokers, YouTubers will just do it because it's great. It gets views. It generates good clips. But also on the warning label, it's like for adults only, don't eat if you have like sensitivity to capsaicin, peppers, things like that. And so one kid, a teenager in Massachusetts, died in August, like from it, just had a reaction to it, was in the nurse's office, like clenching his stomach, of just rushed to the hospital and ended up passing away. And like my thing is like, yes, it says for adults only. And that's the thing that Pocky is like harping on. And, you know, they've taken it off shelves. You can't even buy it online. They're giving like reimbursement if you have one, like that you haven't eaten yet. Like they'll reimburse you for it. I think it's like $8 for just one chip. But like they were encouraging you to post on it. They were trying to make it a trend. And to me, like a warning label seems like a branding thing, right? Like, oh, it's a spicy chip challenge. There's like a skull on the thing. And you just like, oh, it's a warning label. It's part of the branding. And so, yeah, it's terrible.
You're talking about teenagers who, I mean, listen, I'm 39 years old and I struggle with this sometimes too, of when you tell a teenager, hey, don't do this because it might be dangerous. They're like, oh, okay, watch me. And they right. just want, yeah.
I'm gonna like, go buy that right now.
So like you set your whole challenge branding up on that. And kids are going to do anything they can to go viral because in their heads, they think if I go viral, I'm going to be famous and get money and be cool. And like, it's a dangerous precedent to set when you're talking about something. Cause like, not only, I don't know if you said this already, Caleb, I don't think you did, but the very first one was like a ghost pepper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it like, those are acceptable peppers. And they just, right. every year they've made them harder and worse. And so it's gotten to a point where it's just too dangerous now. Like, because right. my son did this a couple years ago because he's an idiot. You know, sorry, Jude. But, you know, like he was in pain like the rest of the day. And I'm like, yeah, duh. Like, duh, doy. I could have told you that was going to happen. And that was one of those, like, I wasn't worried about it in the moment because that was one of the first versions of it. But now, just like everything else we do, they're trying to get to that next level. And we've just reached a point where it's just not safe.
Right.
At all.
I think like, right. Even as a parent, like even for this, you almost read, you almost skip the warning label. It's like a terms and conditions thing. Like, it's just like part of it. Like, I don't even think, I'm not a parent, but I don't think I would blink if my kid was like, hey, you should try this. Be like, yeah, it's fun. But
I've also seen some trends of like people will hide it and stuff. And so then the person eating it doesn't know they're eating it. Like, I tried to find a TikTok. I just, so the audience knows, I tried to find a TikTok to show you so you could see it. You can go look it up on your own time. I could not find one where there was not cursing because I think it's just that hot. Like everyone, like their immediate reaction is, oh no. But I saw one, a wife did this to her husband. She handed him like it with some Doritos. And so he put them in his mouth and then you can just tell like this look on his face. He was like, oh no, like what did I just eat? And so sometimes I think also talk to your teenagers about that. Make sure you're not eating any chips. You don't know where they came from because they might be not thinking enough to hand that to a friend and then it could make them really sick. Yeah. And that's not a fun prank.
There's these trends that tend to make their way like across teen culture. Like I know, and it's, I'd have even seen articles like in January, like about it, but like the pass out or blackout challenge, like was even something like when I was in high school, like people were doing where it's basically like you try to force yourself to like pass out and you're like, whoa, cool. But like, it's so dangerous. And like, I don't know. I just feel like trends like these make their way around and it's just hard to separate yourself from like this is cool. People think this is cool and view it from is it worth the risk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's move on to Tobin's trend because it's kind of like, this is kind of one of those trends that I also view as dangerous in a way, in different ways. The trend I want to talk about this week is called Rush Talk. Okay. I know that I've kind of prefaced y'all with this, but again, we established last week that my algorithm is very screwy and I think it's different from y'all, or at least Caleb's. But I got on I got this video of this I guess after COVID, Alabama, like sorority culture basically kind of tried to jumpstart. You know, post COVID kind of restarting things and just kind of went crazy with their rush process. Now I know that y'all two are in clubs. I was as well. I was in a band fraternity at Tech. So we've all been here. We've all rushed. We've all done that kind of thing. So I'm not knocking being in a club or sorority or fraternity. But what I've been seeing is these outfit of the day videos. Have y'all seen these yet?
Yeah.
So it's basically these girls that are going to Rush events daily, because it's basically takes over the live for 2 weeks, and going through like their fit check, which is, there's nothing wrong with the fit check. Fit check's great. Like, I mean, like a lot of people do that, but the process. So the video I saw was some guy showing the video, but then price, like labeling the price of everything that girl had on. Some of these girls are going to these Rush events with thousands of dollars of stuff. Like one girl was like $31,000 with her jewelry and her clothes. Every single one of these girls has these things called golden goose shoes, which is apparently a thing. They're $600 a piece. Like, I don't even buy Jordans for that much, guys. Like, I mean, like $600 shoes. Everybody's had them. They have these choreographed like bid videos or Rush videos that are basically straight from the movie Bring It On. It feels like they are like, they get the palm squad of their group or whatever, and they just do these dance videos. It's crazy. But, you know, one girl, like I wrote this quote down. One girl said, "What I say about myself, I would never say about anyone else." Like, on this Rush, they had this like documentary about the Bama Rush, which
have
is really.
Have you seen any of that, Tobin?
I watched a little bit of it. I honestly could only take some of it. It was really hard to watch. Like, in just from the sense of, like, I don't want to get too like deep dive in this, but like just the sense of like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we letting our daughters and our, you know, in some respects, sons do this stuff? Like what are we teaching them? So I guess that can transition to our next thing. So Carly, you have some stats on, because like when I see this, like I'm the father of two sons. So there are many days that I think to myself, man, it'd be really cool to have a daughter. But then there are a lot of days where I'm like, man, thank God I don't have a daughter, because some of this stuff that I see, I don't have a clue. Like how I would, like if my daughter was going through this stuff, it's not like, because like as a parent of a teen, I do think that there is a fine line of, you don't want them to be ostracized, but you also don't want to give in to like, does my daughter really need $30,000 of jewelry to go to a stupid Rush event? You know, like, so this is turns into what we see in teen life groups all the time of basically a body image issue or like a culture image issue. So like, so Carly, that's kind of what we're going to talk about next. Like, why don't you go ahead and give us some of the stats that you have from this?
Yeah, and before I get into stats, just that I think it's called Bama Rush. It's on Max. And
yeah, thank you.
I started watching it, and Tobin's right. It's hard to watch because most of it is following. They talk about some of the Bama like girls that are already there, but it also follows these these high school seniors who are preparing for Rush as seniors. So what they're going to wear, what they're going to do, how they're going to get in the sororities that they want to get into. And you're right. It comes down to like, they're judging themselves off of these TikTok videos of other girls, and they're filtered, they're fake, but that's what they think is reality. And so just some stats. I love to bring stats if you've been listening to this podcast, but children's opinions of their bodies form at a very young age, and research actually suggests that kids as young as 3 can have body image issues. 3 years old, that's wild. And then I think sometimes we think of body image issues as a girl problem and not a boy problem, but other research studies have found that underweight boys are more likely to suffer from depression than overweight girls. And then it also says that girls are more likely to just like kind of have these negative outcomes of eating disorders. I'll link, we've done podcast episodes on eating disorders in the past. So I'll link those. But this has consequences, especially in the body image, but also in just the, like Tobin's right, the culture that we live in, which is just one of the things that impacts body image, but it's also what they're seeing on social media. It's also TV and movies. It's also how their parents talk about their own bodies or what they do as well. It kind of all comes together. But let's talk about we've kind of introed it, but what are some current body image trends in like the culture that our teens are living in?
Well, I think even like going to the underweight boys, like, I've never struggled with that, you know, and like I have friends, right? Like growing up, like doing like high school, like even college, of like my friends who are like super skinny. And like, from my standpoint, I'm like, lucky. But like to them, like what they're seeing is even like on TikTok, things like that is like they'll follow these fitness influencers mm-hmm. or people will do like they'll cut, and which is super like unhealthy, but like they'll cut weight. And so that way they can add it back on like during bulking, and it creates these like crazy transitions where they'll be like, here's my body like 3 months and then here's my 3 month transition. And so like these boys are seeing that and thinking, whoa, like if this is me and like I'm thin as a rail and can be that, but they don't see like what's going into these guys that have had the frame and have worked up to that before. Mm. And it's just creating kind of like an unhealthy image of, well, if I, why can't I do that? And, you know, I think gym culture is an interesting thing to even dive into, and I won't get into it too much, but of this interesting balance of like, yes, that's healthy, but also it can stretch a point of unhealthiness of just kind of breaking down your body too much. And so yeah. I can definitely see coming from a guy standpoint of, you know, you see a bunch of influencers on TikTok of how to work out, of their body transition, and seeing it through that lens is less of, well, I need to cut weight, but man, I need to look like that.
Yeah.
I think too, you know, we've had this for years. It's not like this is new. I think the difference though is it used to be like when you drive past billboards, when you watch TV and you see all these things, you see these, like, especially with women, you see these women that are unattainable. Like that's just not mm-hmm. normal, but you kind of had that separation of, yeah, but they're a celebrity, or yeah, but they're famous. Right. And now it's leaked into, it's these everyday kids, teenagers, adults, like that are doing these things. And like Carly, you wrote this down, but well, we can kind of talk about it. You know, I work with a lot of students in my other job as well. And this is not a shot at any of them. And I'm not trying to like make fun or make light of what they do. But like sometimes like I look at these Instagram posts and stuff, and it's like when we're going out for dinner and it's just 17 pictures of these well curated, thought out poses of mm-hmm. just, and they're, and they all look, in my opinion, ridiculous. Like just like who is standing like that? Who is
yeah.
like, you know, what are we doing? Like this is not normal behavior, but it is normal behavior. And so like, just like, you can't just go to dinner and be normal anymore. Like you can't dress like in a hoodie and sweats or whatever, like, or else you're the weird one at that point. And mm-hmm. like, I do have I was out with some friends a couple months ago, and I will say this, the name of the restaurant, because it makes it all the more ridiculous, but I wasn't there. I was out at a place across the street, but I watched these like four teenage girls at the Cheesecake Factory in Love front it. Of the sign. I'm not exaggerating, for 25 minutes, they took pictures of each other in just these, the worst kind of clothing. And just as a adult and a parent, I'm just like, what is happening? Like, I could not stop like gawking at the ridiculousness of these poses. And okay, now you do it with this. It felt like a mm-hmm. wedding photographer.
Wow.
Like, you know how awful, like you, when you go to a wedding and you're in the wedding party and you have to do the 1700 different pictures. Like, why are we doing that for dinner? Like that. I don't know. Like, that's one of those things. Like, but so like going back to the original point of we make every event now has to be a socialized, documented. This is what I wore. This is who I was with. This is what I look like. Oh, so cute. You know, like, I don't know. LSYM. Love you so much. Or LYSN. Like, it's just, I don't get it. And it makes me scared too of like, just be a kid. Be a teen, yeah. Just go hang out with your friends. Like, I don't know.
I think that's an interesting balance of like, I don't know. I have one of my close friends loves to like dress up, like in, you know, feel nice, you know, of sure. like, man, like I want to like dress up and like look nice and like love my body. And so like in that aspect, like, yeah, like that's great. But then there's a weird balance of like where that stops being for you mm-hmm. and then starts being for how everyone else can view you. And so I don't think there's like harm in like wanting to look nice and things like that. But whenever, yeah, it starts to turn into, okay, how can I curate this so others can view me as that's.
But going back to like the college part of this, like even like Alabama, I was in Lubbock this past weekend at a Texas Tech football game. And some of the outfits that I saw on some of the people that were dressing up for a Texas Tech football game against Tarleton State, which is like, like, what are we doing? You know, like, I can get old man grumpy real fast, so I'll keep myself in check. But like, when I was in college, that was not a thing. Like, it was like, you wore your Tech shirt, you wore your jeans, you went and hung out. Like, now it seems like it's become a social event of, we have to dress a certain way. Yeah. And I know that that was SEC culture for a long time too, like with SEC schools, which is probably why Bama is also leading the trend on this stuff as well. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like there's a point where we need to kind of like if you want to dress up and glam up, that's great. But like, right. It doesn't need to take over every aspect of your social life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think our teens, especially our girls, are growing up in this like Kardashian culture, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. everything is, like you said, curated. But the poses, I mean, I tell this to my husband all the time. I'm like, look at this cute little girl who's trying to stick her booty out to make it look bigger. Like, mm-hmm. that's just the culture. And I know that there are filters that you can filter. There are apps that can make your arms smaller and your booty bigger and your waist smaller and can flatten, like smooth out your skin. And then you're looking at that and comparing and going, wow, that girl looks like that in real life. And she doesn't. It's a filter. It's an app that's making her look that way. And I just think it's something that we need to be talking about with our teens. And so when kind of thinking about like the practical of what can we do as adults to connect with teens about this, but also help them, I think the first thing is have a conversation about it. Of have you ever used that when you're posting pictures? Are you thinking, I want to keep this for me? Or you're thinking, what is this boy going to think? What is this girl going to think? What is this friend going to think? Because that makes a really big difference, like you said, if you're doing it for you or if you're doing it for other people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also just think, like I said earlier, as an adult, the way that you talk about yourself, or, you know what, I'm not going to get in that picture because I don't look good today, mm-hmm. or, man, I hate everything that I'm wearing. Those things bleed over into how your mm-hmm. teenagers view themselves. And that's hard. Like, as a mom of two little girls right now, I have to think a lot about that. Of one day, the way that I speak about myself is going to impact how they speak about themselves. And like that quote you said, Tobin, like, I'm way meaner to me than I would mm-hmm. ever be to anyone else. Mm-hmm. And our teen girls need to know that too. And teen boys. Like I said, it's not just a girl
problem.
Yeah,
I'm just as guilty about that. Like, you know, or like as I've gotten older, it's like, man, look how like tired my eyes look or how gray my hair is or something like that, you know? So I definitely am guilty of that as well.
Yeah, but I think a couple more just like ideas for how to talk to your teens. Make sure you're complimenting non-physical things. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on the physical. And then also let's talk about food in a healthy way. And I'm about to throw a little shade at my parents. I feel like we were raised in a you clear your plate culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have to finish everything on your plate before you can move on. But I think there's also like raising our kids in a way that is like, hey, listen to your body. And when you're full, you're full. Move on. If you're hungry, eat. Like all these things, but also having good conversations, not about like, oh, that's a bad food, it's going to make you fat. But like, hey, let's make sure we're getting the fuel our body needs today. And trying to talk about it in those terms can make a difference.
Yeah. And talking about more so focusing on health more than, right, how you look. That's, I think, a big thing is like, okay, like those people look healthy, right? But you don't have to, you know, do like everybody's different. You just need to seek what's healthiest for you. And I mean, I'm not necessarily even the best at that, but, just trying to change that, focus less on the outcome and more just, hey, just be healthy, right? If that means you're not eating enough, like, please eat more. If that means focusing on like foods that probably give you more fuel than like a pack of Swiss rolls for dinner,
girl dinner is not the answer to this. So
As parents, right, we've tried to give you guys a few tips of how to encourage a positive body image for teens, but try to focus on one thing that you're willing to try to encourage your teen to have a more positive body image, right? Of if it's, you know, they're getting ready for school, complimenting like how well they've been doing at school, or just encouraging them as the day starts, just kind of finding a balance of being a coach and an encourager, kind of beyond, like Carly said, the physical, and just encouraging that and focusing on that, but all the while still trying to encourage, hey, you do look great. You've been doing great. And then also ask and encourage your teens, like, and I know you guys have done podcasts on social media and the influence that has, but I think kind of like we said, like rush talk, filters, all of those things are through the medium of social media. And so maybe ask mm-hmm. your teen, hey, is there an account? Is there a person on social media that makes you feel bad about yourself or makes you feel lesser than, maybe not even lesser than, but man, for me, what I notice is if there's somebody that I see that I follow, maybe like on a For You page, then like, man, they have a similar body type to me. I could look like that. Maybe not even questions where you're demeaning yourself, but questioning how you look. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that you follow, anybody that you see that makes you think that? Encouraging them, maybe just make the unfollow just to
cut it out. And like
surround yourself. Yeah. But whatever it is, just continue to encourage, to continue to push them towards that and just kind of be aware of kind of these trends of making sure that they're at least eating and not eating, you know, cheese cubes, girl dinner. But whatever it is, just know that we at Teen Life think that teenagers are not a problem to be solved. And so make sure that you keep listening and subscribe on YouTube or just wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you guys for tuning in.